There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that feeds the hunger inside of you. Mostly for, you know, cheap. Thrill. Anyway, if you need us to feed you, that's a problem. But if you need to feed yourself, then I have two guests here today that we're going to have a little discussion with about eating at Dragon Con. Joining me today is the lovely Rox. Rox, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
And also joining me is the studly Ron. How you doing?
Why, hello, John. I can't figure out how to turn off my video. So you'll just have to look at me.
I don't want to.
He's got that muscle shirt.
So hard to control myself. Okay. So real quick, before we get into the nonsense and the
meat of it.
Nice. Well done. You know, what Ron could do, though, is stop moving the camera around, his phone around so much, though. That would help. No? You there? Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're there. Okay. All right. So first of all, real quick on a serious note. Thank you all who, a lot of you sent me well wishes for my my nephew, and I appreciate that. To give a little more background, again, without going too much into it, over the before the weekend started, he had to be rushed to the hospital because they found a tumor in his brain. As it turns out, fingers still crossed and still, you know, sending positive thoughts and energy towards him. He went into surgery. He's out of surgery and, they think they got it all. And at this point they don't think it's cancer. It was on his brain stem, so that would have been really, really bad. But we won't know anything really for a few more days when the biopsy comes back. But as of right now, we're optimistically cautious that everything's going to be fine. Other than, you know, he's obviously in a fair amount of pain due to, you know, brain surgery. But little guy's a fighter, so I appreciate it. You know, he had just had his fifth birthday just, you know, a few weeks ago, so. It was, you know, really heart-wrenching for me. That's mostly the reason why I didn't record. A couple of you know that I was supposed to record with you. I did not record with you this weekend because of that. I contacted you and whatnot. But anyway, thank you for your patience, and I appreciate it. But Lee's on a brighter note, Lee's still on vacation. That's good for her, not really for us. So we're gonna talk today about eating. First of all, Rox, tell us who you are and what your favorite food is.
I am Rox of Spaz House, the artist in resident for needcoffee.com/researcher as well. I've been a fan panelist at Dragon Con for any number of tracks, including paranormal, X-Track, alt history, and Apocalypse Rising, and Brit Track.
Now, how many years have you? Oh, what's your favorite food?
Licorice.
Okay, it's food. black licorice. Yeah, that's what I thought too. So how many years can you guess that you've been going to Dragon Con?
I've been going since 97, but I missed one year for my sister's wedding.
Since 97. So that's about 20 years. Almost 20 years, right?
Almost 20 years, yes. Yeah, it's celebrating 30. We're at 30.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're at 30 events. I'm still trying to figure out the math. I think one year they must have had two. That's the only thing I can think of. I could do the research, but that would involve, hey, Rox,
paying me.
Ron, give us a quick little history of you at Dragon Con and what your favorite food is.
I'm Ron, and I've been to Dragon Con. No, actually, let's see. I started in 96, so actually since the 20th anniversary of the first time, I think I did miss a couple of them early on, but probably going solid since 2001, maybe 2002.
All right. Yeah. What's your favorite food?
In general, I like beef stew.
Beef. I'm sorry, you said beef stew, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah,
beef,
that is what he said.
Beef stew. That's a horribly specific favorite food.
It's good food. Beef stew's good.
Yeah, it's got beef in it and, you know, other stuff. Thank
you. Okay.
Vegetables.
The other things that he doesn't want to talk about, which is, yes, you know, food, vegetables, right? So let's start with Rox. When you go to Dragon Con, is there a particular place that you always have to go to?
Well, first off, because there's so much to do at Dragon Con, and this is, I've known several people this has happened to, and this has happened to me, you have to schedule time to eat, because if not, you will forget. And you'll find yourself eating less than par, because some of the restaurants and stuff will have, like, just bar food. And this is important, because I have actually had friends, and I've done this too, and you would literally, you know, schedule no food. And then you run across to Starbucks, because it's the only thing kind of open, and you get one of their, you know, meals that you would get at home. So there's that. Couple other things. If you run out of that you didn't schedule eating, there's the con suite, and I don't know if you've talked to the con suite people yet.
We have not talked to him yet. No.
Okay. Well, there you could make yourself a little queso taco parfait, which is one of my inventions. You take a little cup, get some of that chili cheese stuff, put some chips on top, some more chili cheese stuff, some more chips on top, and you put it in a cup, so it's easy to tote around. So you can
now,
do that.
The con suite, for those who aren't aware,
yes,
on the second floor of the is it the Hilton?
Hyatt.
Yes. And it is free, and it goes 24 hours, other than when they're doing some cleaning. And so it is a place where, as Rox says, you can go and grab some free food. Sometimes, just depending on whatever time it is, there can actually be like surprise donuts and pizza and stuff.
Surprise donuts!
You never really know. Yes, you never know. It can be great for just go up and grab some chips and popcorn and drinks and beverages and stuff. And so if you do up there, please be sure to thank the kind people for volunteering their time and effort.
Yes, because they do spend a lot of time, and they see people just shambling through and stuff. There should be a film about that. We'll get that out of the way of the free food sort of situation. Because again, like I said, it's so easy for you to not schedule eating time. That being said, let's see, the places I like, and because we're part of Need Coffee and sometimes we get overscheduled and whatnot, I will start out with Sear, which is in the Marriott. It is a buffet, but it's a very good buffet. It's not cheap, but so you can load up on all your protein and stuff to get you pushed into late afternoon.
Well, let me...
They have an omelet station. Let's see. So it's part of the Marriott. So if you're Marriott people, you kind of know what is available. They do have an omelet station, so you can get your fresh, like, over easy or sunny side up eggs. There's a waffle machine. They always have salmon. or locks. That's really good. And sear is actually really good to eat in the evening. They'll roast asparagus and stuff like that. You can get lamb through there. And the funny thing is it's not always packed. So that's one thing to think about, too, is everybody's wanting to eat at some point. So I'm a foodie. So Sear is it's close by. And oddly enough, you know, it gets crowded, but not so horribly. But it's also a great place to sometimes celebrity watch, you know. Yeah. So Lou Ferrigno goes there, just so you know.
And celebrity.
Yes. Yes. So what we could do is tag team. So that's like my quicko food, you know, early. And then, Ron, what do you start out with? You like bring food sometimes, right? Or no?
A lot of times have my family arrives as well, and I fly in, but they drive up, and so then they load up on and bring food stuff. Because you do have to, as Rock says, plan, and it's not just planning day to day. You can plan for the entire, like, 4 or 5 days that I assume everyone goes. So, like, if you fly in, there are there's a pretty good CVS that's right in around the where the main hotels are, and you got to get there early on like Wednesday or Thursday before they get all the stuff
all there. Gone.
Yeah, but it's a good place to load up on your staples. You know, a lot of the beverages. If you want to make, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you can get those good supplies and chips and protein bars and things. So you can plan, you know, to have those things in your backpack and carry with you throughout the day to get you to those next meal times. So that's one of the steps. Then the food court that is in the mall area there, that has a bazillion different places to eat, and it's open. It actually has pretty good hours to go in there. It's probably good to try to plan out not for regular meal times, you know, like at
right
12, it's going to be super packed. So
yeah,
you can offset your times, like, you know, where you go like at 10 or like at 2 or something like that, then you can really cut down on a lot of the lines there.
Now, too, since Ron talked about the food court, here's something to be aware of. Because it's subterranean, it gets hot down there. So just be prepared. You're waiting in line, and all of them have lines. There are certain places that are really good, and I hit them before the convention, because if not, they just sell out. And one is this little noodle place, which is next to the sushi place, which I have not really eaten because it seems so open air. And I forgot what it's called. It's like Yummy Sushi or something. You know, the one. Mm-hmm. Once you're coming off the tube.
Yummy.
Yeah, yummy. Yeah. And it's just like, it's right out there. And it's like you could like walk by and steal something. I don't know. There's something about that. I'm sure the food is really good. There's like a Mediterranean place too that I went to yet last year. And I went there before the convention with Kim and her brother Brian, and that was really good. So there are some really cool places in through the food court area. And of course there's, like, you know, Dairy Queen and, you know, Chick-fil-A, but please know Chick-fil-A is not open on Sunday.
Now the place that we go to the most in the food court is probably, I think it's called Bistro 21. That might be what it's called. And it's like $5.69 or something like that. Or an insane amount of, you can get like 2 different meats and different types of vegetables. And so we go there probably like once a day, just about. And you can always get something different there. And it's a great price and a huge amount of food. So you can even, depending on how much you eat, you can even like split it with somebody very fast too. And the lines never seem to be too much of a line. really like the food there. That'd probably be of all the food court places where we go the most. See, another little tip. If you are in a hotel, some of the hotels, not the major hotels, but some of the smaller offshoot hotels, they may have, you know, the continental breakfast or, you know, free food or something like that. The main hotels don't, but some of the smaller ones do have some. And so if you time that right, you can get nice little munchies and stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. If you're staying like if you're staying at like the Hyatt Place, for example, they have a actual warm breakfast every day. So usually a sandwich and some eggs and things like that. But that's pretty good for breakfast. While we're on the topic of the food court, real quick, if you're looking to find what is actually currently available at the Peachtree Center, which is where that food court is, if you go to peachtreecenter.com/dine-shop and go to level 2 on that little interface there, you will find a listing of all the restaurants and shops available at that level. Now, back to CVS, they've actually gotten a little bit better. The first year they were opened, they were obviously caught completely off guard. Second year, they did a little better. I think this might be their fourth year at this point in existence. Maybe it's the third, yeah, it must be the fourth, because I seem to recall that last year they did pretty well with keeping everything in stock. The other option too is if you're looking to pack up in advance, there's actually a Publix that's not terribly far away from the center, away from the main con hotels. But you know, getting the food back might be a little bit of a problem. So that's why we invented Uber. So, you know, get an Uber.
Where is that? You've said this and I still have not been able to find it.
That's where I go to get my beer before, I mean, if I drank, before the con starts and put in the fridge and everything else. So where is it? It is I'm horrible with directions, as anybody will tell you. I can visualize how to get there.
Google it.
I can visualize how to get there. But it's if you're headed towards, let's say, away from the con, towards the other direction from Sheridan. So if you're going to Sheridan, like you're heading towards the main 3, and then you kept going in that direction, it's over that way.
Okay.
I could probably Google it. You're right. But Publix, and the nice thing about Publix is the prices are the prices are what the prices are. So meaning, because they're such a big chain, they're grocery store, they don't change their prices at convention time. Because you know, they're that. In a lot of cases, they have some really good BOGOs, especially for snack food and stuff. So, you know, like you can get 2 things of Chips Ahoy for the price of 1. So it's actually a really good deal if you just want to get something to stick in your hotel room just to have it ready. And it's not that far. So, you know, you could probably walk over there and get an Uber to drive yourself back to the hotel. So that's something you can do. Huh?
Good idea.
Yeah.
We should try that whole Uber thing this year.
Actually, I did that to go back to the airport last year.
Ah.
And it was fantastic. Serv and I took an Uber back to the airport. You know, it costs a little bit more than going on MARTA, but on the flip side is I didn't have to go on MARTA. So
I've been like taking a cab with other people, so
Get an Uber.
All right.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little cheaper, and you know, it's friendly, and it was really cool. It was my first social ride sharing experience, and it was really well. It went really well. And if you haven't done it before, then you could probably find a coupon to set up your account with, and you can get like, you know, $5 off or something like that. So
wow.
Or go Lyft, either one, Uber or Lyft.
Now for places that take reservations, that I think it is good to not only, you know, do the mall food and you just grab the food so you can enjoy the convention, But it is a marathon, not a sprint. So having one or two nights where you do have a leisurely sit-down dinner can definitely be a good recharge and a good time to hang out with friends.
Yes.
So, but because there are a bazillion people there, it can be challenging to get reservations or, you know, where you don't have to wait like a long time. Do you guys have any suggestions?
I do. Last year we encountered a really, well, we'll just say our dinner, we always go to Ray's and it's a seafood place. It's on Peachtree and it's high end. It's excellent. And our friend Rob and his group, some of them, you know, like one time we had at least 10 people with us and they accommodated us. This was the year before. Last year, it was just three of us. And we actually complained. I mean, we pay, you know, it's like they put us near the kitchen. And normally, I will say, all of the restaurants go above and beyond because they know they make money. They go above and beyond, and so does Ray's. Ray's made up for it. So it was very lackluster, very much so. I mean, it was crazy that, you know, we actually talked to the manager going out because we paid for our food. And we're like, look, we come here every year, and we were not happy. And they're like, come back tomorrow. And it was a Monday. So we went back for lunch and there was like four of us. We went from three to four and they went above and beyond. The woman that served us pretty much came out with a massive tip because, you know, you're getting free food, but, you know, we didn't want to stiff her. And the food is amazing. It's seafood. You can sometimes they'll have one year I had like pork loin, which was really good. But they're known for their seafood. And yes, it's a landlocked area. But, you know, you can fly in fresh seafood from anywhere now. And it's worth it. You're sitting down. It's quiet. And the service is excellent. I know some people go to the Brazilian meat place. Meat on a stick. You know, where you go. I don't know how. De Fuego, I think, is one. That's really good. Sometimes there's the pub that's associated, that has a back door going into the Westin. I think it's Meehan's. They're really good, but know this. Once you start creeping towards like Saturday, Sunday, they do limited menu. Now, I know that Serve has gone to Morton's, I think, when Dr. Jen was at the convention. And I think he was able to get reservations. So that's one of your higher end restaurants. Do you eat out, John Boutel?
That's a personal question. Anyway, so the it's horrible. I usually go. Well, I mean, we go to Trader Vic's, but we never actually eat there. I think I've only eaten there once.
I ate there once.
There is, you know, the what's it called? The brew house, Max's Brew House. Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I usually eat there probably once. That gets really busy really quick too, because it's decent food and it's relatively nearby, and beer, you know, because, you know, there's that. And they do put up a limited menu during the con. The first couple of years when it was in existence, they didn't, and I think they regretted it shortly after that. So now they do. They have a shortened menu. There's also a couple of new places that opened up around the corner from the con on if I could see a map.
Let's see. What was it that replaced Mama Nipa's?
Something that had less health problems. Mama Nymphas used to be awesome until, I don't know, it just started to go downhill the last several years.
Mama Nympha sold it to somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, it did not work out.
Oh. There's a sushi place around the back. Here's the thing about that. The Peachtree Center where the food court is. If you go down another level,
right,
that gets you access to the street behind it. And there is a pub. And then there is a sushi place that's excellent. I don't know their names, but they're really good too. And the pub is really good for, you know, late night. I think we've gone there after doing a fun fest and people were hungry. Here's the thing with Uber and Lyft now, you could do a couple things. What I do is get off campus a little bit. There's the Landmark Diner, which is further down than like where they used to. Now, here's the thing. Well, I don't know where they used to set up for the parade. You know, it was heading towards Little Five, and it's a diner. It's really good. It's near the theater district. We have actually gone to Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffle place,
yeah,
and
that's not bad.
Is fantastic.
I thought Scott didn't like it.
What?
I thought
well, that's
didn't
just
like
Scott.
It.
That's just Scott. So that's really good place. Well, okay, so you could also take like the MARTA and go up to like Midtown. Not Midtown. So go up to, let's see. So it goes Peachtree, then that one stop, then the Art Center. There's the Vortex. Vortex has excellent burgers, and they have beer as well. I guess, too, with Lyft and everything, you can go to Little Five and really get yourself off of the campus a bit. And there is, you know, Vortex over there, and there's some Indian restaurants. Oh, Havali, I think, is the Indian restaurant that the Brit Track always goes to Thursday night. They're behind, and of course we're not looking at maps.
I am, but it's not helping me at all.
Okay, but it's like across the street behind, yes, of where the Westin is. On, I don't know what, it's not Ball Street. I don't know. But there's an Indian restaurant and they have a really good buffet. So that's really good.
I have another suggestion for people who are staying at hotels, which I assume most people are. You should call ahead and see if all the rooms have refrigerators and or microwaves. Different hotels, some of them have those, some of them don't, and then that can help your planning situation.
Does yours?
I don't know. I should call ahead and find out.
Well, yeah, because then you're either having to bring a cooler and you're having to load up on ice all the time. I know that the Hyatt is really stingy on the refrigeration type of thing. It seems like the host hotels are really bad about that. So maybe
and
the Marriott.
A lot of the major hotels, I don't think, allow delivery. I'm not totally sure about that. Smaller hotels, I don't think they care.
Ooh, I don't. You know what? I think the host hotels may not, because of the whole you need your badge or your key card to enter.
That, and they're trying to make more money, right? I mean, yeah. I'm not going to fault them, but you know,
yeah, this is true. Let's see what else.
If you,
go ahead.
Where not to go?
Where not to go? Where don't you go?
I can't remember the name of the place, which that doesn't help. It's that big place is called the Something Cafe on the corner.
Metro Cafe?
Nah, Metro Cafe, yeah. We haven't been there in a few years because we've had so many terrible experiences there and such a long wait and really bad service.
What was the Metro Cafe?
They have like karaoke there sometimes. I don't know. But maybe, you know, it's on the one of the corner main areas.
It's outside of the Peachtree Center. I just saw it 2 seconds ago because I was looking through this map here. Let me see if I can find it. Of course, there's always, you know, Hooters if you're just looking for some wings and beer. Their prices are, again, pretty consistent, being that they're
Hooters.
They're Hooters. You know, they don't go and reprint all these menus. they're not incredibly cheap, but they're also not terribly expensive either. So, you know, you get wings, and then you get the pleasure of enjoying it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you?
There's Planet Hollywood. I think that's overpriced. Is it any good? I've never really eaten there.
I've never eaten at that. Oh, you mean Hard Rock Cafe is what you mean?
Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I never see any. Well, I mean, I know there's people in there, but I never actually see anybody go in there.
Oh.
But I know there's stuff there. So. Back to morning stuff. The Corner Bakery Cafe is pretty good too.
Yeah, they have good Wi-Fi too.
And they're pretty efficient. They get people in and out of there pretty quick. I've not seen it completely. I mean, I've seen it full, but I've never seen it where nobody could find a seat because they, you know, they churn people pretty good. You could always head if you want to go for if you want to take a risk. You can go down to Waffle House. If you're head down towards Centennial Olympic Park, there's a Waffle House down there off of which road is that? We ate there.
There's two of them. There's one at Little Five, or there's one at Five Points, or where the Underground is. Right, Ron? We went to there, that one. And then there's another one. Yeah, Waffle House, if you want that.
They're actually usually pretty busy, so...
they are busy. Crazy busy.
Plan on spending about, you know, an hour and a half or so trying it. I mean, they get your food out real quick. It's just that there's always a lot of people there. Of course, Trader Vic's, which we talked about a little bit, they are fairly expensive for those that are on.
And the food is hit and miss, I will say. I'll go on a limb. It's hit and miss. I mean, I've had the duck and it was dry in their little giant oven thing.
But was it dead?
What?
Was it dead, though?
Yes, it was dead.
Oh, okay, good.
But it was dry. I don't know. I can't tell you what Polynesian food is supposed to be like. So you really don't go there for the food. I've never gone to the Nicholas, which is on the top of the Hilton. Have you?
I have never, but I imagine it's terribly expensive.
Yeah, that'd be my guess.
Well, yeah, but you know. And same way with the Sundial. Haven't been to that one either. That one's on top of the Westin.
All right, so let me ask you, how many meals a day do you guys do? Do you make sure you get full meals?
Two.
I must be pretty good about getting meals. A lot of times we'll just go to that Bistro 21 place and grab stuff. So I don't camp on food stuff. So I probably get three full meals and a little snack in between.
Okay. What is in your backpack for emergencies?
Ron, you go first.
A lot of protein bars. So yeah, that's mainly what I have. In those little the most popular brand is called like a miso thing with the little fluid that you squeeze into, you know, water bottle thing. But I actually don't like the miso stuff. But you know, there's little things that
water
for Mio. Water.
Water. Is it Mio? It's not miso. Yeah, it's Mio. Here's soup. Soup on the go.
A million. Yeah, protein bars.
All right, Rox. I know you plan this out. So what do you put in your?
You know what? I'm really horrible, and I know I do this thing about, you know, a survival thing. I'm really horrible. I do try to get some protein bars. I do like Builder bars; they're good. Crackers, those the Lance crackers are good. Nuts are really good. Because they're good for protein. Snap into a Slim Jim is good too. And then, you know, the odd candy bar and stuff, you know. Water, to me, getting a water bottle or something, that's key to a lot of this. And that's something, some of the hotels are really cool because they'll do like the flavored water, you know, like orange slices or lemon slices. I think the Marriott does that really well. So it's, if you're not going to, you know, pick up food or have your snacks and stuff with you, make sure you hydrate. Because like I said, in Peachtree Center, it gets really freaking hot in there. It's almost claustrophobic sometimes because, you know, it's really hot. You know, and everyone's costumed and stuff, and there's like a bazillion people there. So I would sometimes grab food and then go outside and sit across the street where, you know, those lion sculptures are at the Marriott, because you're outside.
Well, even the courtyard at the Peachtree Center. Mm-hmm. Because of the way the buildings are situated, it's actually it's shaded there. So that's a nice place to go sit too, and because they got some, you know, they're all concrete benches, but they're large, and you can usually find a spot over there to if you've got mostly, you know, mall food, it's a good place to go sit.
Yeah. Now I know that some of the hotels sort of roll out, you know, steamed burgers. You know, that you can pick up a burger there, but no, it's from the hotel. They probably steam them or whatever. So, but they're, you know, you'll run a burger for like, you know, $6-$7.
Yeah, the reality is, surprisingly, you will get a better deal at the mall for your burgers.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you don't have time to stop, the important thing, of course, as Lee would tell you, the important thing is that If you're hungry, get something to eat. Now, if you're trying to make it to, you know, I don't know, the Rocks panel, because you know the Rocks going to be there this year. I'm going to keep starting that rumor until it pays off.
Dwayne Johnson's going to be there.
Yes,
or is it my panels? They're my panels.
There is a guy named Dwayne Johnson who will be there.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure of it.
There must
be one. Anyway, where's it going with this? If you got to get to that panel, right? So picking up the hotel food is not a bad idea. Just remember, they only take cash, most of them.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to want to have some carrying cash on you. If you're going to do that, otherwise, you know, it's to CVS with you.
Well, the thing is don't forget, you know, we're getting older, so we want food, and it's a convention that, you know, you're getting younger people. So a lot of people would just pick up chips and stuff like that, and, you know, from the CVS, you know, and make a go of it, you know. So, but just make sure you eat something, you know. Yeah. And hit up the con suite. It's always worth going, you know. Every couple years.
Yeah. Lee will tell you too, and I would be remiss if I didn't say this. Do not make the con suite your food plan.
No.
No, don't you?
No, don't.
They, A, won't let you. But yeah. B, it's just a bad idea. You're gonna, they're not going to have the most nutritious things there. They will have, you know, stuff that is, you know, pretty nutritious, but most of the time it's just snack food to get you through.
Think of the con suite as
As your next door neighbor who wants you to come inside for some creepy reason. Oh, wait, no.
No, 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 no. Think of it this way. Like, you planned a Dungeons & Dragons weekend with your friends, and this is the food, you know, you've looked forward to just junking on. It's, you know, you're not going to get the salad with the grilled whatever, whatever. It is, you can get popcorn, you can get, you know, they have soda. You know, so you can get sodas, and sometimes sometimes I don't know how they get the food.
And by the
way,
that
is something.
It's Pepsi. It's not Coke.
It's Pepsi. Okay, so yeah. It's contraband. So it's snack food. And again, like John said, do not make this your meal thing. I've seen that done at other smaller conventions, and it's sad. It's sad. Yeah. So don't be sad.
And a bit of etiquette. It can be if you're planning ahead to not have things that are going to be like all melty in your backpack and stuff. while
yeah,
okay to eat in panels, you should do that with keeping in mind the people who are sitting mere centimeters from you.
Yes.
So nothing to, you know. Like
no lo mein.
Yeah.
No lo mein, people. None. Do not go to a panel with lo mein or General Tso's chicken. Just do not do it.
If you have a little snacky bar, okay, that's fine. And even then, try to keep your crinkling of your cellophane down. But anything that's in a big styrofoam container that you have to use silverware for, probably just eat that before you get into the panel there.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Why am I hearing the sound?
Can you pick up your trash?
Pick up your trash. Yes. Again, as I believe Lee had said at some point, maybe it was Lee, maybe it was somebody else. She's never really met a director who absolutely refuses to let you eat in their room, but they will enforce a no eating policy if people are jerks, basically. You know, if they don't pick up after themselves and things like that, we get it. Also, don't try to bring your entire, your entire meal, into the track rooms. Don't bring, a slab of ribs.
Oh my God. Slab of coleslaw. Ribs with collard and silverware and you're trying to balance. Your plate on your lap and your backpack and stuff, and it just becomes a mess.
Oh, I don't know why this is not working now.
Is that the more you know? That's the more you know. Oh my gosh.
So, all right. So, any last tips? Any tips for treats that you desserts that you'd like to make sure you get before you leave, or that you like
Gosh, wow. Now, okay. So we have a friend who is he showing up? Is JJ showing
no.
up?
No.
Okay. All right. So there is a donut place called Sublime. Uber it and go there. Their donuts are as good as, and we did a taste testing, but we lost the footage.
We know.
But their donuts are good as Voodoo Donuts.
They're better, actually. But
they are better. Yes. So hunt them out. Actually, sometimes, try to look beyond, Peachtree. Go up to near the Arts Center. There's several places up near the High. Again, Gladys Knights is up Peachtree, and if Uber is as cheap as you think it is, and find some people to go and get away for a few minutes or an hour or so, go, because they would like your money too. But please make sure when you're going to eat out that this isn't your house. I know a lot of you, would like to try to eat out and stuff. Make sure you tip. I've been there, I can tell you about the $9 biscotti one time I got. And that was because I was with people who didn't tip. And that's embarrassing. They're not, you know, they're not your mom. They're there. They make money, you know, as a waiter, waitress, and they love Dragon Con. So please go to the restaurants, you know, around if you could, just even one, you know, and I'll, you know, I will lay down and say you won't be disappointed. And it'll be nice because a lot of the people on the staff like to, you know, especially if you're in costume, they'll ask and stuff like that. And they love Dragon Con. They really do. It's the city welcomes us. So that's my take.
Ron?
Nah, I'm good.
All right, so what we've been doing here for these 50 days podcast, which will wind up probably being about 30 days, but anyway, we've been doing a little quiz at the end. So since we're talking about food today, I thought I'd quiz you on some old fast food / food commercials. And so I'm going to start playing. I'm going to pick some random ones here from YouTube, late 1980s, maybe early 80s, but in the 90s, nothing really recent. And as soon as you know what restaurant or food it's for, well, particularly what restaurant it's for, just yell your name. Rox, you'd say Rox. Ron, you'd say Ron. And then I'll pause it, and then you tell me. And the first two seven wins, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
That's wrong. Okay, I gotta keep score. Here we go. Oops, I gotta probably turn up the volume. That would help. There we go. All right. Here we go.
Are you communicating these telepathically?
I think so. This is Chuck E. Cheese.
I guess you. I take it you can't hear that. Hold on.
We can't hear it.
I thought you were going to say something like Whopper.
Let's see. Where is the volume here? Da, 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 da. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yes. The more you know, or whatever.
All right. So here, let's try that again. We'll do this. Can you hear that?
No. John, why don't you, because you know what the things are, why don't you, like, try to karaoke it?
No.
Why not?
All right, let's try a different one, because it looks like that might just be in one ear. That might be what the problem is. I think the folks at home can hear it, but for some reason you guys couldn't hear it. So... let's do
Dunkin' Donuts.
Here we go. Let's try this.
Name for them?
Goody Balls.
Goody Balls.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
Cinnamon Nuts.
Goody Balls. Hole Munchers.
Yay Holes.
Tasty Nuts.
Melting Holes.
Frosty Dippers.
Sweet Balls.
Yeah, eat with your mouth full.
Dingle Balls.
Puffy Nuts.
Iced Bee Holes.
What about Bisticles?
About what?
What would you call them?
Whatever it is, I
Introducing biscuit holes.
I don't either.
What's that?
Whatever that place is, I don't want to eat there.
That was Hardee's. That was the called the biscuit holes.
Oh, is Hardee's even around anymore?
Yes. Well,
oh, yeah.
All right.
A, they are Sometimes around, but B.
All right. That was we're failing this already. But go ahead.
Biscuit holes. Let's see. Here we go. Let's try this.
Mommy, the Adventures of Castle Meal. Whoa! Spider-Man! It's Captain America!
Happy, McDonald's.
No.
No.
White Castle?
Yes, it's White Castle. That's correct.
Ooh, wrong.
I heard them say something about castles.
Yes. I hate this game. Marvel in 1989 apparently decided that they would sell out to White Castle. So,
wow.
Marvel was desperate for money for a period of time there. So that was more White Castle. Hold on. Let me find something else. All right, so Ron's winning 1-0. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was just
at this time. Village Inn. There's a nationwide search for one man. His name
is Herb. We don't know much about Herb, only what his friends tell us.
Herb was unusual. Herb was different.
What his parents tell us.
Herb was never what you'd call
normal.
His former teacher.
You had to know how to talk to him. Herbert, pay attention.
This is the best picture of Herb we have. We do know Herb is the one man who's never tasted a Burger King burger. Herb has never enjoyed
it. Burger King. Oh, my. These are awful. I don't remember these commercials.
You don't remember them, therefore they're awful.
Yes.
Well, I guess that is actually true, wouldn't it be? Because it the goal is for you to remember them. Yeah. Let's try this.
And I know I wasn't doing drugs during that time.
Are especially busy making you something special.
Easter seals.
No, not Easter seals.
The new motion picture Santa Claus the movie.
Good likeness.
And it's free when you buy a $5 book of McDonald's gift certificates.
McDonald's! There it is.
There you go. McDonald's, Rex is winning 2-1 now.
You going to give us a, like, where's the beef or something like that?
All right, Debbie! There you go, Ron. This is the worst quiz ever.
I'm just looking at a picture of the new Tick reboot, and the costume looks terrible.
It's still just a burger and fries. Introducing the Grande Meal Deal from Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Very good, Rox. You're 3-1. Ron apparently is too busy.
I'm just saying it faster than he is after they say it.
Let's try this.
DJs love Arby's. Arby's!
That's right, Arby's!
We'll never get a parsec now.
Okay, here, let's try this. This is before Dragon Con's time, but we'll try it anyway.
When you reach the point you just can't face another burger, have a Nada burger at your Wiener Schnitzel. A chili cheese Nada burger.
Wiener Schnitzel?
What?
Der Wiener Schnitzel. That's correct, Ron.
Wow, Ron. Is that restaurant even, you know?
No, it doesn't exist anymore.
Are we done with this quiz?
No, you're not. I'm going to torture you some more. Here, let's try this one.
Bartle
in celebration of the Winter Olympic Games.
Oh, she's fallen a couple times. Come on, hon, let's break for lunch.
McDonald's brings you Olympic fries
again.
Yeah, wait a minute. We had a McDonald's.
I know.
Rox is at 5 now. 5-3-2.
So if you get the next two.
Oh my gosh. Can one be like Bartles and James and you know, something? Well, I don't. It's alcohol. We need it after this.
Here, let's try this.
Dave, now let's move on to the world of Mr. and Mrs. Consumer.
Can you hear that?
Gee, it's almost lunchtime.
Yes. Now, as you can see, this pie chart illustrates your core customer.
When you have a craving for a delicious bacon mushroom melt, come to Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Wendy's. That's right, Rox. Wendy's.
What do I win? I won, right?
No, you got one more to go.
Oh, my God.
When you're the eyes and ears of a million people, you can't let your stomach get in the way. So I carry Snickers.
Roasted peanuts, milk chocolate.
Snickers!
That's right, Snickers!
Yay, Rox wins.
Fast food restaurant known as Snickers. All right, But it's food, and hey, you can put it in your backpack.
Food,
except it will,
and yeah,
it will probably melt.
Get it at the CVS before the convention starts, so make sure you load up on Snickers because you don't want to turn into Steve Buscemi.
My understanding.
Or that guy with the hat, the machete guy.
Danny Trejo.
Yeah, you don't.
But my understanding is that Snickers satisfies you, so.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
So if you're looking for that late night hookup and you just can't find it, Snickers. All right, so until next time, this has been another waste of your time with John. Rox, anything to say before we go?
Can we get a parsec?
Ron, how about you?
I'm good.
Okay. So until next time, this is John for Rox and... I almost said Lee, but I meant Ron, saying peace.
Peace.
Ah, delicious.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.